here is the queue, the line, where they wait to be to be registered and to get the sensible material, what we call sensitive material, which is the pass, the transport, and the ticket food. And after they have gotten their tickets and everything, they wait here, this other area, where their backpacks have been filled up with the books in their languages, and they get their backpacks and they leave. That's all.
It's a really long queue, though. I mean, it's not only snaked in here in this huge pavilion, which is part of the Madrid Fiera or the Madrid Expo Center. There's also a huge queue outside in the really hot sun. How long are they having to wait?
Well, I've heard that a lot of people have to wait online for even an hour or so, but that's because this is the main day where pilgrims are arriving from all over the world, so that's probably why. I mean, there wasn't this problem the day before yesterday, but today is one of the main days where pilgrims are coming, so...
Yeah. A lot of these pilgrims coming from very far away. I met a group from Macau. I met another group from Russia. Your experience working with them, I mean, you've been involved in the organization for World Youth Day for over a year. I mean, so what's your experience of this been so far?
Well, I've been working here for several months, and it is really exciting to see how people have the same faith, even though they don't share almost anything else. They have different culture, different customs, and I don't know, they even have the way they look like is so different, but they feel their same root and the same feelings and the same faith. And that's something that really cannot be explained in a simple interview, but I'm really happy to have been experienced this. I don't know.
Numbers, is there any idea of the numbers we're talking about here?
Well, we have 500,000 people registered from 193 different countries. And we are talking about some 30,000 volunteers from, I don't know how many countries, but yeah, more than 100 probably. And this is a lot.
Are you from Madrid yourself?
Well, I'm from another city. I'm from Valladolid, which is a smaller city, northern Madrid.
But how are the people of Madrid taking to this World Youth Day? I mean, it is literally an invasion of the city. I mean, streets have been blocked. You can see pilgrims everywhere. Yeah. How are the people from Madrid reacting to this so far?
Well, they are stunned. They haven't seen the city this way ever in their lives. And it's even more strange. If we take into consideration that this is August, probably, usually, in other previous years, August was a desert. It was the desert this month, so they feel absolutely, absolutely stunned and surprised. So that's how they feel.
Thank you very much.